Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yes, today marks the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. You may have seen the Empire State Building lit up in red and yellow last night. A little controversy there. Should the U.S. be celebrating what used to be called Red China? But there are massive celebrations going on over there today and all next week. It's nighttime there now. The whole country has an eight-day holiday. There were intensely choreographed parades today, thousands of goose-stepping soldiers arranged by height. They rolled out the Chinese-made missiles and staged 150 warplane flyovers. It's a big deal, clearly, but what are they actually celebrating in a country that is turning, company is probably the right Freudian slip there, a country that is turning from communist to capitalist in so many ways. Joining me now from Beijing to tell us what the celebrations have been like so far is Joy Ma, a former news assistant in the NPR Beijing Bureau. And we will also be joined in a minute by, and he is here now, Jeremy Goldcorn, editor of the media blog Dan Wei. Welcome to you both. From Beijing. Hello from New York.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having us.
Joy, what has today been like for you? Did you watch the parade on TV or in person?
Oh, I watched it on TV, and it was massive. It was really impressive.
What'd you see? Describe it a little bit for our radio listeners.
Well, it was a massive parade, and you see, like, hundreds of soldiers from different parts of the military, like Navy and Army and Air Force, and even like women soldiers. They're in their very very tidy and very bright uniforms, and then just, you know, passing through Tiananmen Square, like what you just said, goose stepping, and they were like doing this so tidy that you could hear that they're just one sound, their steps.
And we're going to open up
a whole group of people passing by. Yeah,
we'll open the phones for any Chinese Americans who happen to be listening, who feel a connection to China. Maybe you're a first generation immigrant. Maybe you're a second-generation immigrant but go back to visit relatives or whatever. Give us a call and tell us how you feel, pro, con, ambivalent, descriptive. Tell us your reaction to this 60th anniversary and the celebrations. 212-433-WNYC. Any Chinese Americans with a thought on this happen to be listening? 212-433-9692. And what exactly, given the economic changes in China, are you celebrating with the 60th anniversary of so-called communist China? 212-433-WNYC. Call us right now, 212-433-9692. Jeremy Goldcorn, editor of the media blog Dan Wei in Beijing. In the Wall Street Journal today, there's an op-ed by author Gordon Chang, who says the government actually tried to keep people away from the big parade. You weren't allowed to line the streets. The government, he says, even rented up all the hotel rooms along the parade route to block people off from getting too close. Is that accurate as far as you know?
Yes, it is more or less. But I would add that this is fairly standard behavior for this kind of big event in Beijing. I mean, during the Olympics, there was similar kind of restrictions. Well, it's essentially logistics. If you're going to arrange such a huge number of people and you don't want any slip-ups and you're worried about terrorism, some legitimate worries, then the easiest way to make sure nothing goes wrong is to make sure that nobody can move around. And
he made it seem like, in the op-ed, he made it seem like the government feeling insecure about its authoritarian rule and that the people would come out to protest it more than to celebrate it. Do you agree with that analysis?
I don't think people would come out to protest it rather than celebrate it. Or at least, this is nothing unusual going on in Beijing. This is the way things are done here. I mean, Gordon Chang did write a book called The Coming Collapse of China, so he does tend to have a very negative view of things here. Certainly, it is the expression of an authoritarian state and the ability to just tell people that they can't go to a certain neighborhood and the ability to control a huge city like this, you know, to the extent where even my own apartment building, we were told not to go on our balconies.
Really?
Because I overlooked the extension of Chang'an Boulevard.
So, Joy, do you think Westerners have the wrong impression of China and the Chinese people's feeling about their government? We see Tiananmen Square and we think of 1989 and the massacre. We think of the Cold War. Do we have too sinister a view of the Chinese government compared to how the Chinese people view it?
Well, I think it is relatively true.
Jeremy, sorry for the confusion. I know we're all on the phone here from far away from each other. Jeremy, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, you know, before Joy says anything, that, I mean, coming from a Westerner, I think, yes, we do have the wrong impression in the West. When you say Tiananmen to a Westerner, they think tank man. When you say Tiananmen to a Chinese person, they think a square in the middle of China's capital, where a lot of things have happened. So, I the connotations are very, very different of a lot of events. So I just wanted to say that.
And Joy, go ahead.
Well, I have to say I agree with Jeremy on this point, because, like, as Chinese people, we live in this country, and then it's like time goes on, and then how do ordinary, like, average people see Tiananmen Square? They probably see this is just a big square that you can take your children there and fly a kite or maybe buy some souvenirs. And then just, you know, that's also a place you have to pass through if you want to go to visit Forbidden City in Beijing. And, you know, but different people have different views about certain place and about certain periods of history. But I wanted to say today's a celebration. And I'm an average Chinese person. I'm born here, and I grew up here. And, you know, what I see today is just, like, people gathering on the Tiananmen Square, and they're having a big party. That's how I feel about it.
Let's take a phone call from one of our listeners, Stephen in Long Island City. Hi, Stephen. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks to listen to me. I'm just like, I'm very confused in a sense. I'm glad I'm born in China, but I immigrated to this great country, and I appreciate every bit of it. But to see what the parade yesterday, I'm kind of feel sad in a sense. They kind of move forward. The American is moving backward. And this is a great country, and I feel very confused. That's what I am.
How do you think we're moving backward, and how are they moving forward?
Well, just look at the parade. I'm a Vietnam vet, U.S. on the U.S. side.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go to a veteran holiday and nobody show up, like in Chinatown, basically we have nobody show up. And we have thousands of very old World War II vets marching down, but nobody on the side to appreciate it.
In China, they have a lot of sense of public purpose and public unity. Is that the other side of it?
Yeah, yes.
Stephen, thank you very much. And Joy Ma, you know, Americans do look at China as a capitalist competitor these days, not the old closed communist economy of once upon a time. And yet it's the founding of what we call communist China that's being celebrated today, the 60th anniversary. Is this seen as an irony or a paradox of any kind in the country?
Well, that's a very interesting topic. We're also talking about that in China. Very often, people here discussing, this ism or that ism. And I think those ideologies here, as to ordinary people, not important or not like everyday talk. Because, okay, I would like to quote Mr. Deng Xiaoping once said that socialist country also has a market in it. So if you talk about the market, you of course will talk about capital, right? Then if you develop your market in your country and make it a, does it make it a capitalist country already? Or, you know, I think it's more complicated than just to decide by how the economy has developed. If, say, China's economy has developed a lot, but you just, you know, you see the market, you see this and that, all these phenomena, and you just decide China is a capitalist country, then I think that's just too simple to say. Then, you know, I can't decide that. I can't.
Jeremy, same question in terms of what they're celebrating?
Well, you know, it has been 60 years since there have been any foreigners, hostile foreigners in China. So that is one thing to celebrate. I think that's a real thing to celebrate. And, I mean, in a sense, the, you know, the question about communism, I think, I mean, you can look at the Chinese government as having perfected a system of management that was invented by Marx and Lenin and Engels and perfected by Stalin. And they've actually made it work somehow. You know, the structure of the government is based on, you know, the structures they learned from the Soviet Union shortly after the revolution, and it's worked. So, you know, I mean, you could make an argument that there's quite a lot to celebrate.
Sandy in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Okay.
I have to ask you forgiveness because I missed a lot at the beginning of the program because I was on hold. But anyway, my question was, I didn't really understand what the significance of this, I guess, quote-unquote, holiday that we're observing for on behalf of mainland China. I mean, is it a celebration of their taking over the mainland? Or that I'm trying to understand, because is it supposed to be a parallel to our 4th of July or something like that?
I'm taking a wild guess that you're Taiwanese. Are you?
No, I'm on my mother's side, I'm second generation. On my father's side, I'm first generation, born here in New York. And their roots are from Canton, which is southern China.
Uh-huh. So how do you see it?
Well, I just find it kind of strange because while I don't draw it as being on the same level as, I guess, Chile and Pinochet and that sort of thing, but we don't celebrate any of their sort of independence days that they might celebrate. But yet, and I know it's not the same, but yet though we are in a way celebrating some sort of occasion for a type of government that we've always classified as being oppressive.
So, Joy Ma, what about Sandy with roots in Canton looking at it that way?
Oh, sorry, I didn't really get when Sandy said taking over mainland.
Mainland. I guess he's, you know, questioning how much Chinese Americans should be celebrating an authoritarian regime over there.
Oh. Well, I think, you know, for today's big ceremony, for today's celebration, shall we just see it this way? Because when I watch it on TV, and when I by chance saw really the jets and planes flying over my building, and I saw them in my windows, and I really felt just nothing but a kind of excitement that to see that, you know, people are supporting this, and to see that, you know, this can happen, that, you know, 100,000 people today, I heard that 100,000 people in that parade today. And with that kind of support, and we're just celebrating a birthday of a country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess out of a billion people, you should be able to put together 100,000 to march in a parade. Mary in Port Washington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Hello, yes. I just would like to say that years ago when I was young, we were learning Chinese classes. We learned that we had a turn to call the Chinese in Asia, that we are the sick people of Asia. That means, like, we don't fight back. And I guess now the Chinese feels that they could play a role on the world stage, and this is what they are celebrating.
How do you feel? How do you feel from, you know, watching it from Long Island?
I didn't watch it, but I could just hearing it from the description, and I could feel like the celebration is just for them to show to people, which Chinese like to do that, to show people that how proud mm-hmm. they are, what they have now.
Mary, thank you very much. And Jeremy, I'll give you the last word. We have about a half a minute. Who was the television coverage for? Was it aimed at Chinese viewers themselves, or was it kind of aimed at the rest of the world for us to have conversations like this?
It was absolutely aimed at Chinese viewers, in my point of view. I don't think this day was about the rest of the world at all. It was a day for people, for the government to try and encourage the citizens of the People's Republic to celebrate to reaffirm their legitimacy to rule. I don't think foreigners were any part of the equation.
The 60th anniversary today of the People's Republic of China. Jeremy Goldkorn, editor of the media blog Dan Wei in Beijing, and Joy Ma, a former news assistant in the NPR Beijing Bureau. Thank you both very much for coming on with us on this day.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.